Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's okay to hate sickness. Now you love sick people, but you hate the sickness. And the same thing is true with poverty. There's no redeeming quality about poverty. You love poor people, people in need, but you should hate. Poverty is killing people on this planet. Sickness is killing people. It's destroying people. It's robbing children of their parents. It's robbing parents of their children, husbands and wives of their spouses. It's stealing all their money. It's taking their time. It's destroying their careers. People are literally starving to death for lack of a good meal to eat. That's poverty. It's evil. You should detest it. You should despise it. You should be full out against it. No embracing of it in any part, shape, form, or fashion. No implying it might be a blessing in disguise from God. That's not true. That's not true. What are you supposed to do with the enemy? Resist. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. When this man heard of Jesus and heard about the healings that had been happening, he sent to him the elders of the Jews. Now this is interesting, because Matthew didn't say this. Matthew, the way he said it, kind of sounded like the centurion went there himself. But this is how big God is on delegation. Delegation, if it represents correctly, it's as if the person did it themselves. And we need to learn about how we have the name of Jesus. And authority's been delegated to us. And when we truly say something in faith and power in the name of Jesus, it's as though He said it. A lot of lessons to learn here. He sent the elders of the Jews. And they besought Him that He would come heal His servant. So they're speaking for the centurion. He must have made a good impression for them to do this. They came to Jesus. They besought Him instantly, saying He was worthy for whom He should do this. Now, the centurion said something else. He said He wasn't worthy. Did you notice that? They said, oh man, this is a good man. You should do this for him. This is wrong thinking. Healing is not a reward. You don't receive healing because of what a good person you've been. Many have failed to receive because of thinking that way. And maybe they wouldn't say it that way exactly, but they'd go, God, I'm a good Christian. I've been given to the church. I work in the church. I'm there every time the door is open. Why won't you heal me? Wrong question. Wrong thinking. Why won't He heal you? He's already bought and paid for your healing. It ain't a matter of talking Him. That's like saying, a sinner saying, why won't you save me? It's not a matter of getting Him to do it. It's a matter of us receiving it. Just like you got to receive Jesus as your Savior to be born again, you got to receive Jesus as your healer. It's our receiving that's the issue, not getting Him to do it for us. You don't have to talk Him into something He's already done. But you come to Him telling Him how good you are and how much you deserve this, you disqualify yourself from grace. Grace is all about a gift, a free gift that you don't deserve, you didn't earn, you don't merit. Healing's this. Forgiveness is this. I don't like people use the word deserve concerning me. Sometimes people mean well. They say, oh, you know, you deserve, something good happened to you. They say, you know, you deserve that. I don't always correct them. It's not always appropriate. But in my mind, I'm saying no. No, I don't deserve it, but I get to enjoy it anyway because of grace. I haven't earned the blessings of God. I don't deserve them, nor do you, nor do any of us. That's why it's grace. It's a free, unearned, undeserved gift that you get to receive by faith. Do you believe it, saint of God? So you know, don't bring up to God what a good Christian you are when it comes to your body being healed and your bills being paid. Just don't go there. Don't. Help your neighbor out. Tell them, don't go there. Don't. Well, they went there. They're telling him, he's worthy. Oh, he's deserving. He's deserving. Verse 5, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Well, he had some money. This is good. Verse 6, Jesus went with them. When he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him saying what? He sees them coming. Now, would most people stand there and be quiet and let Jesus come on to the house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But most people don't have the greatest faith either. See, we prayed and asked the Lord to show us why does this man have what Jesus called the greatest faith? It was this strong realization that I'm asking for this, but I'm not saying I deserve it. This is humility, and this is reality, because he didn't deserve it. Nor do you, nor do I. I'm telling you, watch about that word deserve. It can get in the way between you and your blessing and your prayer answered. Because the truth is, you don't deserve. And you'll hear people sometimes, you know, something bad's happening in their life, and they go, I don't understand, I don't understand. I'm a Christian, what did I ever do to deserve this? And the answer is lots. Lots. Plenty. You have failed. You have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you and I got what we deserved for our performance and failures, we'd die young and go to hell. You don't want to talk about what you deserve. You want to talk about mercy and grace. Mercy and grace means you don't get the bad stuff you deserved, and you do get the glorious stuff you don't deserve and could never earn and merit. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace. But you see, if you keep talking about what you deserve, you're disqualifying yourself from grace. That includes healing. No. He says to them, no, Lord, don't trouble yourself. I'm not worthy. Now, I know we don't like that phrase because we know the Lord has made us worthy. But that's what he has done, not what you have done. And what we've done, that's still unworthy. He said, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Now this, friend, this is real humility and honor. Because this, in the natural, this man could have arrested Jesus and killed him, and nobody would have said a word. He, politically, militarily, he has the power. Like I said, these guys could punish Roman citizens without a trial. Nobody else could do that. They had clout. They could come in, take you to jail. Nobody could say a word about it. Execute you. And for him to be showing this preacher this kind of respect. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
That's why he's in the book. Everybody say respect.
Respect.
Honor.
Honor.
He said, no, you don't have to come to my house. I don't deserve that you come to my house. Lord, help me to say this right. You can't separate faith from honor. You can't separate them. Because our faith is not just in faith. Our faith is in the person of God. And many have made the mistake of learning a few faith principles and saying and thinking, I have faith in faith. I believe this, I say this, I believe this, I say this, and things will happen. That's not what Jesus is talking about. And that's true. Even sinners, even people that don't believe in God at all, you can see sometimes they put faith principles into practice and get some temporary results. But that's not what you and I should be talking about. Jesus said, Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. Not just in faith, not just in principles, not just in knowledge, but in the person. If you got faith in the person of God, you're going to show respect. Come on, can you see this? For the person of God. You're going to show honor for the person of God. And this lackadaisical whatever attitude is spiritual bankruptcy. It's much more serious than people realize. You know, I told Mike when we're in Nigeria last time, and some of the same things happened this time. Before we got, we had an escort everywhere we went. It's needful. Right. We had police, armed police, and armed military. We had guys in uniform with automatic weapons. And everywhere we went, sirens, and like we were somebody. And, you know, for our protection. And when we got ready to go, we got to the airplane, I started to walk in the terminal, and one of the men said to me, they said, the soldiers had asked, would you pray for them? Oh, wow. I said, absolutely. Yes. And I looked over at them, and I said, yes, come here. And man, they ran over, they whipped off their hats, and they knelt just like this. And when they did that, the policemen were over on the other side of the parking lot. They saw them. They ran over. They whipped off their hats. And they all knelt down. And it blessed me, but it also made me realize, would you see it to that degree in your own country? In a lot of places, no. Some places, yes, but this is not good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.